Hello and welcome to the T3 Podcast, your weekly dollop of all that's holy and gadget kind. This week it's less of a look back over the past week and more of a look forward over the summer months to come and, yes, a glance at what might be the big launches come November and December time. Remember, only 216 shopping days left till Christmas. Floating in our crystal ball this week. PS3 looking a bit chunky? How about a PS3 slim and light? DS looking a bit rubbish? How about a DS Extreme? Plus, any other gadgets we care to bring to mind, including the 3G iPhone and its many, many rivals. And just in case you thought we'd forgotten, it's Rock Band Day. We'll be having a peek at what you can expect from Guitar Hero's arch rival. Joining me as I cross his palm with silver is T3's Mr. Duncan Bell.
Hello.
Welcome.
Let's talk gadge.
Let's talk gadge. Nice. Didn't we mention that once and decide it sounded slightly...
It sounded rude in at least two directions.
Good, okay.
A slight misspelling in several ways.
I'm glad you brought it back. It's a good word. Now, Duncan, first things first, before we get on to Futurology, what's been doing your nut this week?
Well, I'll tell you what's been doing my nut this week, Dan, is Facebook and yes. All of its doings. Because I was kind of talked into like moving into the 20th century and getting a Facebook account recently, and it's the way that it's connected up, the way it connects you with the world at large is not that helpful. I find
not necessarily a world you want to be connected with.
Basically, it's a world of people who I've met once or met like about 20 years ago or went to school with or whatever who contact me. And it's like, well, there is a reason I haven't been in touch with you in all this time. I thought you'd have taken the hint, to be honest.
I think Facebook, it seems to be going fast out of fashion.
I hope so. Users on MySpace as well, I believe, are kind of down quite significantly, which must be down. Mind you, that might be down to Grand Theft Auto, like we discussed last week. It's just taking everybody
out of the
loop.
Yes, yeah. Well, I have to say, Duncan, you're not alone on this.
Oh, it makes a change.
Yeah, yes. It does, actually. This is what the idiots of Ants made of it when they were on BBC Three's The Wall. Do you watch The Wall?
Every week. Good. Every good. Day. However often it's on, I watch it.
Yes, excellent. When they were on The Wall a few weeks back.
Hello?
Poke! Edward Baxter! It's me, Todd from school!
Oh.
We sat next to each other in maths. We didn't get on, remember?
Yeah.
Do you want to be my friend?
What?
Do you want to be my friend, confirm or ignore?
All right.
Great. Where did we meet?
You know where we met.
Do you want to skip this step?
We met at school.
Okay, but how about if we say we met on an oil rig and we were lovers for 50 years?
That's not true.
It's a joke. It's like a really brilliant joke. Can I get confirmation on that, please?
No.
Can I get confirmation on that, please?
What's he doing?
Writing on your wall. Anyone for Scrabble?
yes, Scrabble, another bane of Facebook. Work no longer.
Oh, Scrabulous.
Scrabulous. Work no longer gets done in the office, does it? It's just a Scrabble fest.
Work never did get done in our office. I don't know if you've read T3.
Oh, yes, I've been looking a bit thin lately. Anyway, you can get the full sketch at idiotsofants.com. Well worth it, I can assure you. Well, now that's off your chest, and mine, actually. We turn our attentions to Tales of the Future.
No expense spared.
No, absolutely not. Our special effects department has been working for weeks on that one. I suppose T3 has already come up with this one, the magazine, that is. The PS3 Slim and Light.
Yeah, the PS3 Slim and Light. Do you remember what I said about that?
What was your comment on that?
Oh, you don't. Oh, good. No, this is no insight into the world of gadgets. Just into an insight into the way that journalists' minds work. I said it would be out by now.
Ah.
When we discussed it, because I figured, and I'm kind of fessing up here, I figured that if it did come out within like 2 to 3 months, whatever it was, I said I'd look really clever.
However,
and if it didn't, nobody would remember.
Instead.
Yeah, but only because I've told them.
Mm. But T3.
Anyway, yeah. So by the end of the year, yeah, we had. Well, we've got it on good authority from somewhere apparently, and
And also a nice.
And also, it makes sense anyway on any number of levels because the PS is too big.
Mm. Well, it happened to the PS2. It's happened to the PSP.
I mean, it makes sort of economic sense for various reasons, I suppose, because, you know, you've got smaller packaging and smaller carbon footprint type stuff.
Is this where we bring up the credit crunch again?
Yeah. Yeah, let's smaller desks.
Yeah.
Whatever. Our regular listeners will be familiar with this running joke.
Yes, never mind. So are you going to make another prediction on this?
Yes, within the week. I'm once bitten, twice shy, so I'm going to say by Christmas.
Okay, good. More console shenanigans of this time of the portable kind, the DS Extreme.
I love the DS Extreme. I think this one's a bit more conceptual, or at the very least, we didn't come up with this one. So somebody else must have had this on good authority.
Yeah,
but
the name is...
Well, the name's hilarious, because as far as I can see, well, all that I've read about the DS Extreme, in very inverted commas, is that it's basically going to be like the DS Lite, but a little tiny bit thinner, and it won't have a Game Boy Advance port.
Right. So not actually an amazing advance. Not even extreme in any way.
I would venture to say not especially extreme. Mm. Yeah, I mean, you know, Nazism, that's extreme.
Nintendo have got a
slightly
bit of
smaller DS Lite. Not so extreme.
Nintendo have got a bit of a habit of this. How many reworkings were there of the original Game Boy Advance and
But each iteration did actually have different hardware in it, didn't it? It was, you know, because it went colour, and then the Game Boy Advance was a different machine to the Game Boy. Mm. Whereas this is literally the same thing in a different box three times.
If in the unlikely event this exists, because with the Game Boy, they just sort of the Game Boy Color. They brought that out, and then didn't they just shrink it or something? Or
yeah, but that, you know, that is small. But this is going to be the same size touchscreens, but in some sort of, you know, a different shaped case, which is also smaller in some way, which is not, you know,
well,
it's not like...
It stemmed from, I've no idea how to pronounce this, Hirokazu Hamamura, the head of the Japanese gaming mag Famitsu. He came up with this, thank you. He came up with this prediction, and he's generally been right on a lot of other things. So
Well, the Japanese computer games press are pretty pretty tight with the industry. Not like over here, where they're really independent.
We never go to lunches and things like that.
Yeah.
Good. Okay. Well, look out for that. You've really whetted my appetite for it, I have to say.
Yeah, it's going to be good.
I suppose we can't do any mention.
Are you about to bring up the 3G
iPhone?
Of
2008 without mentioning the 3G iPhone?
Yeah, I am. Maybe I should do the same thing as with the Slim Lite. I'm just going to say that's not going to happen. There never will be a 3G iPhone.
I kind of beg to differ.
No, okay, all right,
definitely coming. It's definitely coming.
Okay,
and AT&T have cancelled all their leave in the States in the middle of June, which is what they did last year when the original iPhone launched.
Interesting.
So, it's weeks away.
Okay, well...
But I'm a bit gutted because the way some rumours were working, it was going to come out here first, because we're kind of all 3G-ified.
Oh, I see what you mean. Yeah, there is a
logic
to that.
It is starting
to
look like it's definitely going to be a US.
Yeah, because like 3G or UTMS, as they tend to call it in the States, I think it's taken off a lot more now. It's not just in the kind of states that still that voted for Al Gore.
Sadly. I suppose there are a few competitors we should also consider.
Google Android. Yeah, that might be good, because the thing about Google is they're very much, well, it might be good or it might be not so good, but because the great thing about Google is, like Apple, they look at things in a different way. They look at things that have been going for years, they come in with a new version of it that's different.
And this isn't
to what's
a,
gone before
a
and much
phone,
better.
As it were, is it?
But no, that's why I think it might not be good, because they're not hardware manufacturers.
Yeah, but there's a lot of people jumping on board, you know, like sort of
HTC.
HTC, yes.
Well, that's going to be good then, because their phones are all amazing.
You're not a fan of the touch, are you?
That's rubbish.
Okay, well, how about then the Nokia Tube?
That's like their version of the iPhone.
It's basically an iPhone.
The thing about Nokia is they make marvelously efficient phones that are so boring, I can practically feel the life draining from me.
You're right.
When I so much as look at one.
We had to get
so
excited
their version
about
of the iPhone is going
to
be
to
like...
get excited about the N95 last year, as opposed to the before the iPhone came
out. Yeah, I know. Do you remember that?
And really, it was just like, look, there's loads of features crammed in a...
I know, it's funny. I mean, I don't want to diss Nokia as such, because obviously their phone... Well, the thing about the N95 is it didn't really work when it came out as well, that's a whole other thing.
Yeah, I can attest to that.
But once they get stuff working... They make very good phones. Mm. They just happen to be about as sexy as gravy.
Mm.
Bum gravy.
Ooh, I don't even want to know what that is. Okay, and the final competitor on my list, a bit of an outsider, this one, the Garmin phone.
Oh, yeah, that's sort of a dark horse.
Yeah.
The Garmin phone, the Nuvi phone.
Yeah.
I like anything with umlauts in, so I suppose it might be good. The interfaces on their sat-navs are all right.
Yeah, and you see, the thing is, like, we found, you know, so phones have sort of taken over MP3 players and cameras to an extent. GPS and sat-nav seems to be the next thing that phones are going to take over. So it kind of makes sense that.
Yeah, I mean, Google Maps is huge on phones now. Which I know that isn't sat-nav as such, but I mean, people are using them to get around.
So, as
somebody outside of the normal phone business, bringing a fresh approach to it might be good or might be disastrous.
Yeah, it could be.
Who can say?
Yeah, we'll keep an eye on that one. Anything else you're looking forward to?
Anything else? I mean, there's lots of things, but I mean, what I would like to see, as we were sort of briefly touched on last week, is sort of MacBook Air 2 or something similar that is good.
As in,
MacBook Air with all the bits that are missing from the MacBook Air, but retaining the sort of extreme
sexual nature of it. YouTube video of this, of basically someone who takes a MacBook Air and then adds all the things it's missing. So they add a USB hub and a external
drive. Is it hilariously huge and then by the time he's finished?
No, but then they cram it back into the envelope and it all rips.
That is pretty funny.
You probably need to be there. What about the big Christmas gadget? It can't be the Wii again, incidentally.
Are you just saying I can't say the Wii again?
Yeah, I'm saying you can't say the Wii because I know you're a Wii fan, but also it just can't be. It's been 2 years on the run now.
It would be unusual, but not unheard of, I believe.
No.
I don't know. I mean, Rock Band, I could see being big, because presumably it would be considerably cheaper than it is now by the time Christmas rolls around. And I think word of mouth is going to be good on it.
Okay, yes. Well, it's funny you should mention Rock Band, because that's the very next thing I wanted to talk about.
That is extraordinary,
yes,
Dan.
Yes, extraordinary indeed.
That's serendipity,
Yes. Because it is a case of move over Guitar Hero. Rock Band is coming to town. It's launched today. If you haven't been queuing to buy it at midnight, you can nip out now and purchase it. It promises to bring an entire getup of instruments to your Xbox 360. Here is a taster. Sounds like a rock song.
Surely that was just David Bowie singing Suffragette
City. No, that was actually someone doing it on Rock Band.
Do you get extra points for doing the voice?
Yes, you do. It's a bit like SingStar in that respect.
No, but I mean, that was a pretty good impersonation of David Bowie.
David Bowie playing.
Yes, it was. He needs the money.
Yes. So what do you make of all this, Duncan?
Oh, I think it's brilliant. It's great. It's basically... allows people with no talent to be in a rock band. Well, that's not unprecedented.
Are you,
I know, but I mean,
yes.
People with people with two left thumbs, or you know, people who literally cannot play instruments but can
and can't sing a note or
master
bang a drum.
The 5 or 6 buttons of a Guitar Hero type guitar.
And the fact is, it's not just the guitar, now, is it? It's,
no, but that's the thing. Else. You can get in chums. I mean, you can do it on your own because the machine will do the other.
Yeah. Or you can try it on your own in a sort of a one-man band styly.
Oh, that would be even better.
Kind of rig up.
Get
some
the
sort of...
drum kit cymbals between your knees. And the bass drum on your back.
We'll give that a whirl. it's a timed exclusive for Xbox 360. So PS3, PS2 and Wii owners like yourself will have to wait till the 29th of August.
God damn.
Yeah, are you a bit miffed about that?
Yeah, that is quite annoying, but then what can you do?
Or could this be the thing that makes you rush out and buy an Xbox 360?
Well, I've been considering it. They are so cheap, and I've heard there's this Grand Thieving Auto game. Apparently that's quite good. That's
actually, now you mention it, I was in a pound shop the other day.
Oh, yeah.
As I sometimes am. I needed a pen. That was why I was in there. And, of course, I ended up walking out with about 50 pence for a pound. That's by the by. On the shelves were various DVDs and PC games, one of which was called Hotwired and It's Gone, which was a blatant ripoff of Grand Theft Auto.
That's very enterprising.
But it only had 10 missions. So
The £1 shop version of Grand Theft Auto. That's
yeah, so
good.
Check it out. I don't know if anyone's played that, but yeah, I'd be, you know, I'd be keen to know whether it's worth a pound.
What was it in 3D for a quid? What
yeah, it was. It was totally in 3D, and but there was only 10 missions. So I thought, really, for you know, probably there's several hundred missions. I would have thought.
Yeah, true. Mind you, I'm so poor at most Grand Theft Auto games that maybe 10 missions
could,
would be.
Maybe you could complete this.
It would about do me. Yeah.
I think we're straying. to Rock Band. It is quite pricey. £50 for the game. You could buy 50 copies of Hotwire Then It's Gone for that. And then 100...
Yeah, or Rocking Band, which presumably is the, the equivalent.
And then £130 if you want the microphone, drums and guitar.
Well, that is true. But then you are talking RRPs there, because I know Play.com had it on pre-order for 140 in total.
Yeah.
So 100 for the 100 for the kit and 40 for the for the games.
Yeah.
Which is still bloody expensive. I'm saying that like, oh, well, get two.
Bargain city.
But it's considering what you get. I mean, you know, that's two guitars, so it's Guitar Hero times 2 plus SingStar. This is starting to sound like a maths lesson now. Yes. It's Guitar Hero times 2 plus SingStar to the power of drums.
Equals...
When you consider that, 100 quid is not 140 quid in total. It's not particularly expensive.
Or 180 quid if you're buying by the RRP.
I like the idea of splitting it though, because
you can
what use is the one without the other? Why isn't it? Why doesn't it come over?
Well, I don't
see
what the point of buying the game, but you can just say buy the game and then the microphone, or buy the game and the drums. And
oh,
then
I see.
Your mates perhaps could buy the other bits, and you could all come together.
Yeah, actually, but that now makes perfect sense. And
good.
I feel
I'm
stupid
glad
for not having worked that one out.
I'm glad I settled that. Is this the end for Guitar Hero?
Is it the end for Guitar Hero? No, I don't think so, because I mean, I suppose the one problem with that Rock Band has is that I think a lot of people who are habitual players of Guitar Hero don't necessarily have three friends. So I think that might be the thing that scuppers it.
Okay. Well, it is the end for us. No time even for your last words, I'm afraid, Duncan. They'll have to wait,
I love that bit.
They'll have to wait till next week when I won't be here, because I'll be on my holidays. So look forward to a significant leap in production values.
Yeah, we got Jonathan Ross next week.
On a week off from the BBC, he's heading over here.
Yeah.
Subscribe to us on iTunes, so you won't miss that one. And just search for t3.com to find us. And also, that's the address for all the latest gadget news on your interweb thingamajiggy. Till next time then, I've been Dan Maudsley, and you've been listening to the T3 Podcast.